Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to talk to Mike Maccagnan about the Jets today. Maybe the quickest press conference in history. I think the Jets get the record for that. Mike, welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you doing today?
I wanted to talk to you today, Mike, because I never saw you say a word. Did you get to speak at all during that press conference?
No, not once. No, it was interesting. I'm always expecting one or two, but they always, obviously, with Adam, I think most of the questions are directed towards him. I did meet with the press, obviously, right after the official press conference, so I got a lot of questions from them. But none in the more formal press conference.
All right, let me ask a couple that the fans are all waiting for. Number one, the Chris Johnson-Mike Maccagnan relationship. How did it work during this search? Is this you brought him a guy and he stamped him? Was it you found the guy together? How did this work as far as who had the final say and who brought the guys, the candidates?
Well, obviously the final decision was Christopher's, but I was very involved in the process and obviously had my input. We went through a pretty extensive search trying to identify the right candidates, and we thought we
did. He meet with the guys with you?
Oh yes.
Okay, so you guys didn't meet. You didn't meet with the guys and then bring him a guy. He met with you with the guys.
Yeah, we pretty much did everything, together. There were times where Chris may have had separate time with each candidate and talked with them individually, but through the formal, interview process, and I'm sure, Mike, you're probably familiar. Like, you bring the guys in, you generally have dinner with them the night before. You get a little chance to sort of break the ice, get to know them.
Yep.
Then you go into the next morning, and you more or less start at 8:30 or I think around 9 o'clock, and you just go for, until 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. You take a little breaks here and there, but you more or less drill down and constantly ask questions to try to get a feel for the myriad of things that you're more or less responsible for as a head coach in this league, to try to gain insight into their philosophy, into how they want to do things, everything and anything pretty much is what you kind of talk them through.
So is it fair to say that you two both agreed that this guy was the best candidate?
Yeah, we felt very good, and when it was all said and done, I think we felt very good about Adam in terms of, from his experience, having been a head coach already in the league and knowing the AFC East, to really going back through his whole history, and felt very good about him and him being the right fit for us.
There were reports out there from other candidates that I didn't get the job because they tried to push coaches on me. Did you offer the job to anybody else?
No.
Okay, that answers it. That's it. All right, now, because there's guys out there saying different, so I just want to get it from you. Now, number two, how would you describe the delineation of power now? What is the structure with you, the head coach, and Chris Johnson?
It's the same structure we had before, and quite a few teams in the NFL have this structure, Mike. But, myself, Adam Gase, or the head coach, and actually Neil Glatt, in charge of the business side, all report directly to ownership. So we're all direct reports to ownership. I have my areas of control, and they're still the same. I still control the 53 draft.
You control the – so if it comes down to cutting a player, you get the last call on a roster spot.
Well, technically, I have that authority, but it's always – you always work together.
Right, you want to work with the coach on that. Exactly. We want to stress that. You don't want to put a player on he doesn't want. No. You guys want to work together.
Absolutely, and I think it's, in the end, the head coach and the GM, they're a team, and you try to work together with everything, and you try to make sure that you have consensus and you feel good together going forward, and you're always trying to balance. I think it's always a good balance between the head coach and the GM, because you're trying to balance the short and the long-term vision for what you want to accomplish, but you're trying to do everything to be as competitive as possible.
Chris Johnson said today that Gase had a very good feel for your people, your players.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about what he had to say about your roster, or what he envisions for your group going forward?
Well, I probably should let Adam kind of talk on his own behalf, but he mentioned mentioned Jamal Adams quite a few times. Obviously, he's, you know, he thinks very highly of Jamal as a player, but but he felt very good. You know, he thought our defense, there's some very good aspects of our team. He's very excited about the opportunity to work with Sam Darnold. So, and some of the other pieces we have on offense. But again, I'll probably let Adam talk to that on his own behalf. But he definitely knew our team quite well, having faced us quite a few, 3 years in a row. But also the nice thing about Adam is he's not a first time head coach. He does have experience. I mean, it is a learning process you go through a little bit as you transition for the first time to be a head coach. I'm sure you can talk to him about things that.
He have control over his staff, Mike, or do you have input into his staff?
Nope. The whole coaching staff falls under Adam. I think he has a very good idea of some of the coaches. In terms of his knowledge of coaches, and I think he's going to go out there and try to put together the best staff he possibly can. But the other part of it, and from my standpoint, it's more of a support role for him in terms of we'll help with some of the contract negotiations and logistics of bringing coaches in. And if he wants to be a sounding board, but for the most part, that's his decision, who to hire, and he basically controls who he hires or who he fires. That doesn't fall under my domain.
Okay. Did he give you anything? Well, I'll wait. I got him tomorrow, so I will get Gase tomorrow. So we're talking with Mike McCagnan. Mike, as you look at this right now, what would you say about your nucleus, considering that where you are in the draft, considering how much money you are under the cap? How would you explain for your audience right now, for your fan base, what your vision is going forward with your nucleus led by Donald, led by your safeties? But what do you envision? Do you think it's about a couple of, big game breakers? Is it more about infrastructure? What is it you're looking to do with this, largesse that you have right now? You have a lot to work with in terms of picks and in terms of cap space. What are you looking to accomplish for this year?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, Mike, and this is, we have to first put our coaching staff together, and as I already sort of said that, and once we do that, we'll have a very clear idea of, the systems. I mean, Adam already knows kind of what he wants to do offensively, so it gives us a head start. But obviously on the defensive side, and the special teams have actually performed very well this year, and we're going to, keep Brant Boyer in the group, so that should have some continuity there. I think it's, again, and this is speaking very generally, Mike, for the fans, we have if not the most cap space in the league, we're at the top in that standpoint.
Right.
There are some potentially good players in free agency. We have to see who actually gets to the market, who are going to be the salary cap cut players, so that's going to affect the talent pool there. But I think the one thing we'll focus on is making sure we use the money wisely. If we feel there's a high profile big dollar ticket guy out there that would not, we would not necessarily rule that out. We'd look into that. There are some very talented players in this free agency pool. And then we have to figure out where that talent falls at what position. So I think the thing will always be it's to spend the money wisely, make sure we have the greatest impact for it and not necessarily mortgage the future. But even if we were to go out there and spend all of our cap space, we still would be in a situation a year from now to still have a significant amount of cap space available again. So we feel very good about that. Offensively, I think we're going to put a lot of onus on the offense because I think, to put more pieces around Sam, we feel very good about Sam Darnold going forward. I think we have a very, good young quarterback in Sam. He still has a lot of work to be done. I think if you look at later in the season, we were, even though we came up short in some of those games in terms of, winning, Sam played very well and gave us a chance to be competitive and in some cases actually be leading those games and into the fourth quarter. But we're excited about that. On defense, obviously we want to potentially keep some of our free agents in place. Obviously with the new coaching staff, we'll have to figure out how they see those players. But if there are some potential edge rushers in pro free agency, we're kind of excited about that. Those are things that I don't think there would be a big secret that we're going to definitely look at and potentially address. And then on top of that, we have the special teams. They're very young, talented, and played very well. And of course, Andre Roberts and our kicker, Jason Myers, both pro bowlers, are going to be free agents, but we still feel very good about the ability of potentially trying to bring those guys back. And we have our number one draft pick at the third pick in the draft, which I know will be a good player available there, but we'll see how that one unfolds. So,
Mike, did you feel this year, obviously, number one thing was to develop the young quarterback after you drafted him. I agreed with playing him from the start. But was the year a disappointment, even though you did get him that necessary experience? Or did you have to, in your mind, spend the year to get him that experience? Or is one not, you know, really the determinant that was the determinant on the record? Or do you think it was the determinant on the record?
Well, you know, we only won four games, so I don't think we would necessarily view that as a success by any stretch. And you know, again, when you go back and look at our season, we start off the season, we're 3-3, and we had some very good wins. I mean, we, you know, played Indianapolis, and they're a playoff team, and they played, you know, they played very well down the stretch. You know, we had some games in there we felt very good about, and we played well in all three phases. There's some other games we lost that were kind of close games that, hey, they could have gone maybe differently, but we had our opportunities, and then we kind of went on a sort of a rough stretch there where we lost quite a few in the row. And we went through that period of time. It was, you know, again, that was probably more frustrating than anything else, because I think, you know, we knew that we're going to be a growing process with Sam. I will say this, when, you know, the last game versus Miami, when he got hurt and he had threw the four interceptions, was kind of a tough game. You know, I think even from Sam's standpoint, I mean, it was nice that, you know, not necessarily nice that he got hurt, but he had a chance to step back a little bit. I think Josh McCown and Jeremy Bates did a very good job with developing Sam this season. But then, Mike, when he came back and played, and there's, I know that it's been mentioned in the stats or the media that there's about a 3-week window there where he was one of the highest rated quarterbacks, not just rookie quarterbacks in the league in terms of how he was performing. That, to me, Mike, was really where we started really seeing the potential of Sam and what he could potentially develop into, and made us feel very good. It's funny, I'm actually watching a lot of the pro free agents now for getting ready for pro free agency. First thing you do when you go through a position group, you watch your own guys that are going to be free agents to kind of get your, refresh your memory on them, so you can go turn around and watch the other guys. And of course, I keep finding myself watching Sam a little bit. Some of those guys who, like Jonathan Harrison, played late in the season for us at center after Spencer Long got hurt with his finger. And you see some of those young things with Sam, Mike, that you know, that really excite you going forward. I think we have a very good young quarterback in Sam, and now we have some good young pieces. We need to add to that, though, and continue to build.
Do you think, Mike, it's fair? Now, you bring a new quarterback in, coach in, and you say, okay, but you've been here for a while, and you've been building this for a while. Does that put you guys in the same place as far as what your expectations are for next season?
No, I think like everything, Mike, I think, you know, we've seen some young quarterbacks on other teams have success, and even the team have success in the second year. So I think
absolutely. I think you can have success. But my mean is, I mean, do you guys, is it fair to view you both the same way? It seems like you guys are on a level tier. If you're Chris Johnson, does he view you both the same way? You've been here for years. He's in his first year, but it seems to me, hey, you guys are an entity, and that's it, and I'm expecting pretty good things next year in year two.
Well, I will say, you know, it's funny, Mike, and the one thing I've learned from being a GM that you really don't focus on yourself as much. You try to focus on doing what you feel is in the best interest of the organization. So from that standpoint, like, you know, I think we're going to go into this offseason and try to do everything within our power to continue to build this team and the vision we have for it and keep it, like, with, you know, in our minds at least, having a young team, especially if the quarterback continues to develop, that has a young core and give us a window of opportunity. We're excited about the offseason. We're excited about, you know, what we potentially do, but we have a lot of work ahead of us, and it starts with building a coaching staff. I don't really view it any other way other than the fact that it's funny. I think another GMs will probably say the same thing. You get sort of caught up in this, and you don't have time to think of yourself. You think of, okay, all the things we have to accomplish and do. And I will say, on the flip side, you know, having just went through, you know, with having the Super Bowl team back this year with Joe and all those guys, and sort of being around them right before, you know, the Indianapolis game, which I thought, you know, was kind of a special experience, just being around those guys. You know, we know what we want to accomplish, and I think we know what our fans, you know, we want to, you know, make them happy, make them proud. We have a lot of work still to do, but I think it's, you know, we have some pieces in place, which I feel very good about, and we still need more. We're not, you know, we're not where we want to be yet, but we're excited about the opportunity this offseason to hopefully build that team and that, you know, continue to build that team to that goal and that vision.
What's if there's a word, what's the one thing that got Gase this job, if there is such a one thing? Is there one thing that stood out that got him this job?
You know, it's interesting meeting Adam. He's definitely has passion. He has energy. He's very, and knowing what he went through down in Miami, dealing with injuries and making some tough decisions on the roster from a salary cap standpoint. With players, I know he has definitely a toughness, an edge to him. But also, when you talk to him and he starts kind of explaining things, how he, you know, worked with different quarterbacks and he's worked with different quarterbacks through his career and figured out ways to make them successful or help them regain previous form and perform at a high level. Now, you know, you combine that sort of that intellect and that aptitude with that passion and the work ethic and the drive. You know, it'll be interesting to see how he does. I'm really excited about that. But that was the thing. He's having done a lot of stuff at a very young age, you can see why, you know, he was with Peyton Manning early in his career. And, you know, Peyton is, you know, when you think of, you know Peyton from, you know, dealing with Tom Moore and those guys in Indianapolis, like, you know, that's a pretty impressive thing for a young guy to kind of, you know, obviously build a relationship, work with, and help a quarterback regain his, you know, very high performance level. But that's the thing with Adam, I think. It's a little bit of a combination of the personality, the aptitude, the drive, the passion. And again, we're going to be excited to see, like, you know, from a work ethic, toughness, and aggressiveness standpoint, like to see how we build out the staff and how we do this year.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it, Mike, very much. Thanks very much.
Anything okay. For you, Mike.
Thank you. All right. We'll get Adam Gase tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.